ladies and gentlemen. I'm Elodie Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. And I'm here with my co-host today, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And today is Tuesday, July 31st, 2018. Hello, Butch.
Hello, Melody. Welcome to the last day of July.
Yes, it is. What happened to the month? What happened to the year?
Oh, I don't know. It's because we're going downhill. It's getting faster. I don't know.
I don't know, but it's a speed that I never anticipated when when I was 29.
What? Have you ever got involved in things sometime? Do you ever stop and think what day it is because it goes by so fast?
It does. It truly does. It's if you want to slow time down, you just go to the dentist, right?
Or go sit in the hospital.
Yes. Then it drags by.
Absolutely.
But today, gold didn't drag by. It did something. It was up $3 today. $1,225.
Wow.
Yeah, 0.25%. Nothing to write home about, but certainly looking at the green side versus the red side, but it's still a great buying opportunity. You have silver up 6 cents today, $15.62. Platinum was up $12 at $843, and palladium was up 5 at $939. So the USDX today was stronger by 0.14 at 94.50, and they hit crude oil today down 1.41 at 68.72. And let's see, where else are we going to go from here? The stock markets were basically higher on the day. And let's go ahead and take a peek at those. You had the Dow up 107 points, 25,414. The NASDAQ was up 41, 7,671. And the S&P was up 13 at 2,816. The 10-year yield, 2.96%, down 0.01. European Asian markets pretty much unchanged, and Bitcoin blew back down under 8 at 77.30. So it's kind of interesting as far as the oil goes today. A lot of it has to do with a little bit softer touch to the Iran situation. And President Trump, I believe, came out and said, well, maybe we're not going to be as forceful as we once was and, were. And we'll see how this all plays out. But what's interesting, I saw an article that was printed by Jason Ditz. It was yesterday's article. And he says that Iran sees oil for gold trade as viable solution to the U.S. banking sanctions. So you certainly don't want the United States wouldn't approve of that. So perhaps this has something to do with a little bit softer voice coming to discussions with Iran. With Sri Lanka already looking to make an oil for tea trade deal to keep buying oil from Iran with violating U.S. prohibitions, Iranian officials continue to explore other barter solutions around the world as an alternative to the U.S.-dominated banking. So, and I want to tell the listeners, I forgot, Pastor Butch Paul, we have Greg Hunter joining us today.
Yes.
And so we can just touch on this briefly until he joins us in about 5 minutes. So we had to reschedule Greg Hunter last Tuesday because there was technical problems from where the program is produced. So he should be coming on here shortly. So I just thought this was an interesting article as far as what's happening with Iran, although I don't think this takes away, the pressures with what's going on in the war in Yemen and the Saudis. And, that relationship with Iran. So who knows? It's all connected somehow, some way. And I didn't know if you wanted to, say anything.
Well, I there's a lot of things, and not necessarily on Iran that I just want to talk about. Some articles I've been looking at and I thought were very, very shocking. For example, you probably already saw this, but the U.S. debt in 2018, we'll raise a borrowing to keep this thing running to $1.33 trillion. I guess you saw that.
Yes.
Trump wants to give it, another $100 billion tax cut to the wealthier people. And I'm all for tax cuts, like I said. But they're going to have to borrow $1.33 trillion just to keep their head above water. That's a huge increase, a huge increase. And on the lower end of it, the number of people living in vehicles because they can't find affordable housing is on the rise in this country, especially in some U.S. cities. It has risen 46% over the past year. People living in campers, cars, where they can park them, they're getting in trouble, of course, to park and living in cars, someplace against the law. But they're that desperate. There's a video that went along with this. A school teacher, I think college teacher actually, a professor, lived in a car in a church parking lot 3-4 nights a week. Now, I'm dead serious about this. She couldn't afford housing in California and Silicon Valley. So the increase of people living in a car is up almost 50%, Melody. That is really stupendous. It went from 3,000-something, they said, in Silicon Valley last year to up 10,000 this year.
Well, that's one of the issues we have, a problem we have in this country is affordable housing. And, you know, we've been talking about that for years and years on this program. And I would love to talk a little bit more about it, but I also would like to bring in Greg Hunter. We now have Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com joining us this afternoon. Always a pleasure to say hello to him. And thank you so much for joining us on the program Financial Survival, Greg.
Yay. How you doing? Good to be here.
Well, thank you very much. Great to have you here.
Can you hear me okay? I'm on the speakerphone. Is that okay? You want me to pick up what's better, this or this?
That.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't like all echoey and stuff. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Pastor Butch is here.
Hello,
Butch
Greg.
Paul.
Hey, Pastor Butch. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Good
how are you doing, sir?
Good to hear you.
Good to have you. Been a while.
It has. I know. Did you get your tech worked out? You've had some. Boy, the devil's on you, aren't they? Devil's on me too. I'm telling you, I'm changing over to Windows 10, and because 7 is it's dying by a thousand cuts. And yeah, they're just not updating anything for 7. They update it for 10. If it works on 7, great. If it doesn't, yeah, too bad. So I've been working on. And I know why people don't do video. It's hard.
Yeah,
anyway,
it is.
How you guys
it
doing?
Is.
Just
yeah,
great.
So I'm just trying
just
to get
going.
Yeah. What's going on? What do you want to talk about?
Well, it's up to you, Greg. You're here. You're the guest. And I saw one of your later videos of Mark Taylor.
Mark Taylor is a very interesting person, and I take a risk by putting him on because people are telling me, well, he talks to God and you're hurting your credibility. But you know, I pray about who to. I talk to God too, and I do. I pray. That's not a joke. I pray to put on the right people, and I just pray that I don't mislead people. And he is he came out with his Trump prophecy in 2000. Actually, the very first time he uttered it was in 2011. And, a lot of people thought Trump was going to get killed in the election. But that didn't work out that way. He also prophesied in 2015 that we were going to get back closer to Russia, 2016, I think. And before the election, everybody was hating Russia, and the Russians were getting this, and the Russians are doing that, which is totally, I'm telling you, even Rob Rosenstein in his latest incarnation of indicting more Russians for in cartoon land, they're never going to go to court. But he said that there were not a single vote changed by the Russians, and this whole idea about they hacked into the DNC is a total lie. It's a lie. It's a complete lie. According to Bill Binney, they said, listen, if you hacked into it, you'd have to be on the net. And if you're on the net, the fastest download speed that we could get on the net is 12. But yet, if you take a look at the information they got from WikiLeaks, that it was downloaded 4 times faster, which means it was a direct download. Oh, you mean like a thumb drive? You mean like maybe somebody inside, like, oh, I don't know, maybe Seth Rich, that it wasn't hacked. And it's funny, we've been doing this Russia investigation for how long now, with Mueller over a year, and since 2016, we've been doing this investigation, and the FBI or Department of Homeland Security or Mueller has never asked to look at the servers from the DNC. That was a scene of crime, right?
Yeah.
So, Mueller, you've been doing this for a year. You never have. You're supposed to be a former FBI investigator, Federal Bureau of Investigation, the director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Who you were the director when you let Uranium One, that deal, go through. And you're now investigating the Russians' collusion, the Russian interfering with our democracy, and you never looked at the scene of the crime? It still hasn't asked for the servers, as far as I know.
Yeah, but,
I mean, what a total joke.
Yeah, but where is Congress?
These guys tried to pull off a coup.
Yeah, but where is Congress on this?
These guys tried to pull off a coup, and it didn't work.
Where is everybody else on this? They're trying to, bring it to a close and everything, but, it's not helping to have, where are they?
No, I don't. I do not think so. I think, now you have Sulzberger, head of the New York Times, telling Trump, please quit calling us fake news. Well, why don't you just start reporting the news and reporting the truth? Well, we can't do that because, we have to give our analysis. Oh, you have to do thought shaping and propaganda. Well, then you're not the news anymore. They've destroyed themselves. Trump just really just pointed it out. They're fake news. They missed too many big stories here's what I'm talking about. Okay. Here's exactly what I'm talking about. James Clapper was on CNN. You can hear it for yourself. He was on CNN with Anderson Cooper on the 21st of July. I think it was 21st, 22nd. And said it was all Obama's fault. Obama tasked us to do this, and even the Mueller investigation wouldn't have happened without Obama telling us to do this. This is a Clapper, who is the former director of national intelligence. The chief spook is throwing his boss under the D-9 cat bulldozer. And why isn't that people covering that? Because they want you to think the Russians, they colluded. I'm sorry. But Clapper is outing his old boss. Nobody's even talking about it. Did you even know that happened? You can hear it for yourself. James Clapper, Anderson Cooper, July, 21st, 22nd, something like that. I heard it for myself. I saw a transcript of it. I thought, I got to listen to this. Holy smoke. Now the video's apparently gone, but I listened to it right off the get-go. He's on the phone calling into Anderson Cooper, and the transcription was spot on.
Wow.
Unbelievable. That's not a story? Really?
Oh, there's so much going on out there. Yeah, it is unbelievable. They spend hours.
He's outing him for the one that started this whole thing, which we now know, even with all the redactions, that the FISA warrants were used. What they used were the Hillary Clinton bought and paid for phony propaganda research from Russians that James Clapper had must have known about for sure, and Brennan, the CIA guy, also knew about, was pushing, and that's what was the basis of starting the spying on the Trump administration, the phony documentation, which they could have never gotten a FISA warrant had they just said, we just like to spy on Trump. Because we think the Russians did it. You think he's involved with the Russians. Really? What are you using? Well, there's a dossier that they lied about it. They lied about it. They used a phony document on the FISA court 4 times, and they re-upped this thing, which shows that they needed a phony document to start their phony investigation because it's all phony.
So where does it go?
It's really quite stunning and outrageous.
It is, but I agree. It truly is. But where does it go? Where is it going?
Well, When does it end?
When does it end?
Well, I don't think I think they're not trying to wrap it up. I think it's imploding on them. There's no there. They've been doing this dance with Donald Trump, the president, and, if I was... If I was the president, I'd say the whole thing's a witch hunt, which he's absolutely correct. and it was a phony investigation. Well, they used a phony information paid for by, is that not a story? And they made, there's another story. That's not a story in the mainstream press. The whole thing got started because they used information paid for by Hillary Clinton, and she took over the DNC. So she, it was her. Okay, she, according to Donna Brazile, she took over, remember that? Took over the DNC, wrote a check for $20 million. Took over all aspects of it. I mean, down to hiring, firing, messaging, the whole deal for her $20 million. Right? Remember that?
Yeah, I sure do.
So it came from her, the DNC. You can't, there's no separation between her and the DNC. She was running it. And so, you know, that the president has is actually vindicated, completely vindicated. And it's a totally phony investigation. I don't know why it's still going on. But apparently that these you know, there's a lot of people that, listen, I want people to get understand this. This was a coup. This is not a legitimate investigation. You don't use phony documents paid by the other party to start an investigation on someone who is winning and who had won the presidential election. You don't use phony documents for a legitimate investigation. That, period. And that is exactly, that's not what I think, that's what they did. That's what they, that's what the FBI, DOJ, CIA, listen, I mean, even foreign intelligence services were involved in this fraud. This was a failed coup. It blew up in their faces. That's why you have James Clapper, oh, the president did it. He was the one that tasked us, that's his quote, to do this, including the Mueller investigation. There's no investigation. There is a phony, completely trying to frame an incoming duly elected president with phony research, phony counterintelligence. This is phony. This is a fraud.
So you could actually say that, that they're doing... You could actually say they're doing this to frame the administration just so they don't have to investigate the Clintons.
Well, they exonerated the Clintons, the same people that are committing the framing. This was this is the title of a new book with Greg Jarrett. This was Joe DiGenova, former famed prosecuting federal attorney in Washington, said they framed him, framed the president, exonerated Hillary, framed Trey Gowdy, got you know, the head of the IG report to say that they exonerated Hillary before the investigation was even finished, and they framed the president before the investigation even started. That came out in congressional hearings. That he said, yeah, that's right, that's what they did. So, I mean, you know, what we have is a failed coup attempt. That's what we have.
After the break here, I wonder why Trump doesn't put an end to this. I think he could do it if he wanted to.
Well, here's why. Let me tell you why.
Hold. Tell us when we come back from break, Greg. So we're heading into our first break for the segment, and we'll be returning in just a few short minutes.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. We have Greg Hunter joining us today from the USAWatchdog.com. Please make sure you go to the website and make sure you see the interviews that he has, and they're great interviews. And you also do a weekly wrap-up at the end of the week of all the news that's going on. So a great website to visit. Going into the break, Greg, you were going to tell us answer Pastor Butch's question.
Well, this is not a small thing. This is in a couple of people. I mean, let's just look at the public information that's available. We know it involved the FBI. That's pretty clear, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Right.
We know it involved the Justice Department. Okay, so the FBI, it involved Mueller, who's a complete fraudster and let the Uranium One deal go through. Comey, former FBI director, he was fired. McCabe, he was fired. It involved Loretta Lynch, who was a former attorney general. She got on the plane with Bill Clinton. It involved Hillary Clinton. It involved the Democratic National Committee. It involved the State Department. John Kerry was involved. It involved the CIA. It involved the DNI, the DNI clapper, because he's on and said, hey, the intelligence agency wouldn't have done this counter-terrorist thing if not for Obama. That's a fact. That's not what I think. This involved the, at the very least, British intelligence, and it may involve even more with the whole Five Eyes thing. Are you with me? Are you understanding how large this is?
Yes.
Absolutely.
We got the FBI, the DOJ. We got the Clapper, Director of National Intelligence, said we at the intelligence community, so that's at least DNI and CIA, State Department, and the executive branch of the White House, which was in a book with Edward Klein, who said they hatched a plan to unmask all these people and try to take Trump down in December 16, 2016, by Edward Klein, the best-selling author. That's never been walked back. That's never been denied or walked back or anything else. I mean, this is – now, you understand how big this is. You're talking about the – most of the branches – and, you know, here's the other thing. We haven't gotten into this. You mean to tell me the IRS doesn't know that Hillary Clinton is running a global charity fraud? You mean to tell me they don't know that? They don't know that. They don't know. They have no idea. I could cheat on my taxes and not report $10,000 and go to jail, which I don't cheat on my taxes and I report everything. But they don't know Hillary Clinton is running a global charity fraud. Really? They don't know that? Are you understanding how big this is? And I want you to understand the scope of this first.
Absolutely.
Now, why doesn't Trump do something? Oh, my gosh. He could take down government. Wall Street could sell off 5,000 pounds in a day. Are you with me? Got to be very careful. This is how big this is. This is the biggest scandal, actually attack on our nation, treasonous. This is treason and sedition in the history of America. And it involved foreign powers and foreign intelligence agencies. Remember Andrew Napolitano came out and said, wow, the Brits, the MI6, the British intelligence, HQ, GQ, or whatever they call it over there, their intelligence services were spying on Trump. Oop, they took him off the air. Then they put him in. He never backed off, and yeah, it was true. Oh, yeah, it was true. And what about our, you know, powers at the United Nations? Remember her? Unmasking all these people? Why? So this involved the ambassador to the United Nations? The president of the United States? The secretary, former Secretary of State monetizing her office? The entire White House staff, you had a crossfire hurricane. Remember that little operation and the tweets, the texts back and forth from Page to Strzok going, the White House is running this. The White House is running this. Running this. FBI, DOJ, CIA, National Intelligence, all the agencies, State Department, foreign entities. Hello?
Yes.
Ding, ding, ding. We almost lost our country. So why does Trump do something about this? Well, he's got to be careful, but I think he is going to do something about it. I sure think he is going to do something about it. And I don't see how there's people not going to do it. What happened, remember, Admiral Mike Rogers at the NSA came, he came over to Trump and said, oh, my God, they've been doing this to you. Oh, well, guess who's got control of the NSA now?
Him.
Anybody?
Yeah, I don't remember him.
Admiral Mike Rogers.
Yeah, I don't remember him.
Guess who swept up everything? Remember Clapper lied about it? We swept up everything. Remember that?
Well, Clapper's.
Yeah, he lied. Yeah. Statute of limitations ran out. But that's not what I think. That's what happened. They did sweep up everything. So let me get this straight now. So the evil weasels were involved in this before, and they were sweeping up everything, right? And they were in control of it. And then they lost power, and there were some patriots in there like Admiral Mike Rogers. And now that power, and it's controlled directly by the president, is controlled by the president. Wait a minute. They got swept up in the same thing everybody else got swept up. Oh, yes, ding, ding, ding. Ding, your phone calls, your emails, yes. You're back when you controlled it? Yes, that's why you had all these nasty texts and all this nasty stuff, and we're going to stop him, and who knows what else. There's some of the texts they haven't. Supposedly, allegedly, that it was threats on Donald Trump's life. Are you understanding how big this is?
Well, of course.
They had secret meetings that came out that they were holding in a secret society, quote unquote, off site from the FBI and DOJ. Secret meetings. Remember that? That was reported.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So who just testified recently in Congress? Lisa Page. Who else just testified? Peter Strzok. What did you hear about Peter Strzok? Terrible. Horrible. Wouldn't answer anything. Oh, my gosh. What did you hear about Lisa Page? She was very helpful. She was very helpful. Who do you think rolled over? Do you think Peter Strzok rolled over? Because she totally contradicted him. Or do you think Lisa Page rolled over? Why would they want Lisa Page to roll over maybe a year ago? My sources say she rolled over more than a year ago with Hoover. Who's running an investigation right now? Anybody hearing about that? New York Times, Wall Street Journal? Anybody bring up the Hoover investigation?
Nope.
He was doing a investigation right along with the IG, Horowitz. He's been doing an investigation. Remember Jeff Sessions? I've got somebody looking into that. Oh, my gosh. He's already appointed a special counsel without appointing a special counsel. Hey, maybe the documents that Rob Rosenstein isn't giving up is things that have been needed in the Uber investigation. How about that? Lisa Page, if she was rolled over a year ago, why would they need Lisa Page? Now think about this now. Why would you need Lisa Page a year ago? She said nothing. You didn't even see her on camera until she testified. She has been hiding. I think she's been under protective custody, frankly. But she's been hiding.
Good point.
At least recently. So why would they need her? Oh, remember those off-site meetings they were at? Think maybe they put a wire on her? Would that be sprinkles on the cake? Yeah, we're going to get him. We'll kill him if we have to, so the evildoers say. Just saying that is a felony. You know that, right? You can't say, I want to kill the president.
Oh, yeah.
I would never do that. I'm telling you what a felony is. This is a felony. You can't say that. You can't make threats against the president. That's a felony.
But so what happens if they said something in a meeting? Day. It's being done every day. Somebody's all the time.
Well, I think they should. I think the Secret Service should have went over and cuffed Madonna the day she went, said she wanted to burn down the White House.
Yep.
Then they should have cuffed her.
I agree.
I think they should have cuffed her and charged her. Because burn down the White House. What do you mean burn down? Though he just burned down the building, or maybe with his whole the whole Trump family inside, along with the president. Maybe that. Oh, I want to blow up the White House. That's ridiculous. That's not First Amendment free speech. That's not protected. You don't get to do that. So if you get up to the SR, you know, Black Hawk altitude at 80,000 feet, oh my gosh, you got key pieces of the United States government that could go down. You ever wonder why Paul Ryan is just deciding to quit? Of course, I think he's a weasel, and I can't prove this. This is just what I think. But I think he's trying to work to flip the House to the Democrats, Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House. And I think that's what he's trying to do. That's what I think he's trying to do. Same thing with Mitch McConnell. It's another traitor who, according to Peter Schweitzer's latest book, he got most of his wealth from the Chinese.
Sure he did, with his wife.
Mitch McConnell. This is according to Peter Schweitzer's book. That's the source I'm using. So if you look at what's going on, and Butch, I don't mean to pat you on the head or beat you down or anything like that, because you say, why is he? Because a lot of people are saying the same thing. I've said the same thing. I've given a lot of thought, talked to a lot of sources. He's got to be worried about taking down entire pieces of government, which is what, back to your original thing, Mark Taylor, which is what Mark Taylor said the day Donald Trump got elected was, wow, you got to worry about military-style tribunals. Oh, what's a coup? Is a coup a civil action, or is that maybe a military action?
Of course.
And so, so he's got to be worried about taking down. You know, he's got to go in there and put all kinds of people in. So when he pulls these people out, the whole thing doesn't crash. And there's all kinds of intrigue and people slipping. And you know, one of the things that's been talked about, at least in the alt media sites, is you know a lot of people are involved in this deep state that don't want to be involved. They've gone to a party and they've knocked them out, and then they've had pictures of little boys and girls taken with them naked while they're passed out, or they threaten their families, or they've done something and they threaten them and they make them do their bidding, and they, you know, a lot of people would like to have a way out. They don't want to do this. They would like to have a way out. Maybe some people are getting a way out. Maybe, have you noticed all the people that are resigning from everywhere?
Yep.
I mean, especially the House and the Senate. I mean, you got people that are that probably have another 10, 12, 15 years. I mean, Paul Ryan's 48 and he's done. He's third in line for the presidency. He ran for vice president. Remember that with Mitt Romney?
Yep.
You mean you're done? You're 48. You're going to go spend time with the family. Really?
Well, their benefits,
you're Speaker of the House. You're finished. You're just going to give it up.
Benefits,
you don't like that free
enough
jet ride home every week from the Capitol to, you know, Wisconsin, wherever you live in Wisconsin. You don't like that.
Probably makes more money being a lobbyist, but.
Well, he's got $10 million. You know, I believe the way the campaign finance laws, if you raise money and then you don't spend it, is he's weaseled in Congress. You get to keep the campaign slush. You don't have to turn it over to your party or, you know, back to the people you got it from. You just, it's your parting gift, your golden government political parachute. So supposedly he's worth $10 million. I don't know how somebody becomes worth $10 million when he's making $200,000, $225,000. I don't know what Speaker of the House. He gets you a little bump for that. What is he? Let's say he's making $250,000. How do you become worth $10 million making $250 a year?
They all do.
I mean, how do you do that? I'd like to know how to do that because I work hard and save my money and, you know, it doesn't happen for me. I'm not worth $10 million, let alone $1 million. I mean, of course, I didn't do any evil junk. I didn't, I'm not on the dark side team. But I think, Butch, I don't want you to feel, I mean, I think the same thing. Why don't they do something? Why don't they do something? Why don't they do something? But, you know, this is a big, big, big deal, a big trap. They've got a plan. They've had a plan from, you know, Trump didn't walk in and go, oh, my gosh, this is the swamp. I didn't know anything about it. No, he knew all about it. And otherwise, he wouldn't have had Michael Flynn, who was guiding him, you know, for a year, or maybe, who knows, maybe longer. You know, Michael Flynn was an ardent opponent, General Michael Flynn was an ardent opponent of a critic of Barack Obama. And he was the first guy they took out, supposedly. I think my sources say he's still working with the president. Michael Flynn, what was his job? What was Michael Flynn's job in the military?
Is Cohen still working with the president?
Cohen, his attorney?
Yeah.
No. I don't think so. I don't know. Maybe this was a grand. There's so much intrigue and stuff going on to keep the deep state off balance. You know, because you know what Donald Trump said: I'd never let anybody know my plans.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
So he'd never let anybody know his plans. And so, you think he's all mad at Jeff Sessions, but why wouldn't he fire Jeff Sessions? Then he could just fire. He doesn't care. He's fired, he's probably fired 10,000 people in his life and hired, 50,000 people. I mean, he's fired a ton of people. He doesn't care about firing. I mean, but Jeff Sessions, he put in Hoover as, working on to prosecute. He's got subpoena power. He's got grand jury power, Hoover.
If all this heat is on Rosenstein, why wouldn't he do something with Rosenstein?
Oh, I know, but listen to me. Why wouldn't he do something with Rosenstein? All the heat is on Rosenstein. You just answered your own question, right? Any heat on Jeff Sessions?
Yeah.
Anybody even thinking about what he's doing? Yeah. I guess he's going to work every day with a nice chai latte and putting his feet up on his desk and reading the fake news. I guess that's what he's doing. You think that's what he's doing?
Not Sessions.
You think that's what he's? I don't think he's a former prosecutor, Sessions.
No.
So I don't know. I'm just telling you that I think some big stuff's going on. I'll tell you another total fake story. This is another fake story. And listen, I'll tell you, this is how you know the news is fake. Okay? This is just a smaller story, not just the James Clapper story. Or they're ignoring they used Hillary Clinton bought and paid for phony. Quote-unquote Russian research to apply fraudulently and commit a fraud on the court for FISA documents so they could fraudulently spy on the Trump administration to start a completely phony and contrived counterintelligence, quote-unquote, op. That's what Strzok did. He was a deputy counterintelligence guy. So they're not going to report on that, though. It's Cohen, Stormy Daniels, Cohen has some tapes. He was paying off some, whatever, okay? So you know that they're not doing the real thing. They're not doing the real stuff. Remember the story that came out a few weeks ago? John Kelly said this, and John Kelly's leaving, and his post, he's leaving, right?
Yeah, they're still saying
that.
Did you
see anywhere when they were doing that series of stories where, because I would, if I was running CNN, I'd say, okay, your source says, who's your source? Oh, he's anonymous, really. Call over to the White House and ask Sarah Sanders, what's the CNN, so we got her number. Or try to get Kelly on the phone and ask him if that's true. So they didn't do that. Excuse me? You're not running that story. If I was the boss, I'd say, Bob or Jim Acosta, did you call over to the White House and ask it? No. So you didn't run that down.
Hold those thoughts, Greg. We're heading into our second break. And ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Financial Survival with Greg Hunter today as our guest. And we'll be right back right after these few short messages.
Oh, won't you tell me again?
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, and we're joined today with our special guest, Greg Hunter of USAWatchdog.com. Pastor Butch has a question for you. It's about President Trump. And Butch, do you want to ask him? Or
yeah, I do, if you don't mind. If anybody has an answer,
right,
I'm sure Greg would. Greg, we hear a lot about illegal immigration all over the world today, not just here. And I get kind of amused at the nations that are trying to pawn it off on us won't allow them in their countries. Mexico's got a border on her southern wall to keep illegals out of Mexico. Yet they try to push them across our borders, you know, thousands at a time. Trump said that he would never sign another budget unless a wall was in it. And as he just said a couple of days ago, he's not going to sign this budget. And he let the government go broke before he signs another budget without the wall funding being there. What do you think about that?
He says it's a small price to pay to fix immigration.
Well,
that's what he says.
I don't question that fact. Do you think he'll follow through with it? Is he willing to let this thing
I do.
Go bust?
I don't think he's you've seen before when he says he's doubling down on a government shutdown. He says it's a quote small price to pay to fix the immigration law. They don't want to fix the immigration law. They don't want to fix it. They want to flood the country with voters. That's what we're talking about here. That's what they want to do. They want to flood the country with voters and tell you, and then, you know, this is the stuff that happened at CNN. I brought this up in the past. Just before I left, they said, we're not going to use the term illegal alien. Well, they are illegal aliens. That's exactly what they
right.
are. There is no
yes.
such term in the government for undocumented. There is no such term. We don't have any documentation, a computer problem. They're not undocumented. They
That's
are here
true.
Illegally. They are illegal aliens. They are illegal immigrants in the country. Immigrants in the country illegally. They're not undocumented, like we forgot to count.
Well, you know okay? what gets me? What gets
That's
me
a political
too? They
thing
keep,
from the news. Go ahead.
They keep saying that. Well, they have rights. No. They're
no,
criminals.
They don't have rights.
No.
They're criminals.
They're criminals.
I mean,
right.
They came
into the country illegally. Just like they have, and they brought their kids to a crime. But, you know, there's only 80%, 83%, according to the latest research, 83% of the kids are here without their parents.
That's true.
And the ones that are here with their parents, quote unquote, could be coyotes, but the ones that are here with their parents, you brought your children to a crime.
Yes.
And also, if you go to 7-Eleven, do you bring your kids?
Well, 50% of these adults who brought the children across, they found out, are not their parents. They're either kidnapped or they use them just to get across the border, or they're pedophiles. Who knows?
Well, yeah, or they've been bought, or the parents sold them.
Exactly.
I mean, they're showing up with morning after pill drugs, 10-year-old girls. This is according to the Border Patrol. They're showing up with morning after pills. These are young little girls being raped. But that's lost on the left-wing liberals because they don't have a platform to run on other than the Crazyville or Ocasio-Cortez, you know, open borders, do away with ICE, everybody gets a government job, a universal basic income, $3 trillion a year so everybody can have Medicare and Medicaid. The nuttiness of the Democrats. Tom Perez is running the DNC. He's a Marxist. Keith Ellison is his number two man. He loves radical Islam. So I don't know what to tell you. I mean, the Democrats aren't the Democratic Party of Kennedy.
No, they're not.
People were telling me, oh, you're being really hard on the Democrats. You know, you're calling them Marxist and communist. That's what they are.
Well, they admit it.
Also,
I mean, they admit it sometimes.
Go,
that,
They also admit, there's not much difference between Marxism and socialism.
That's right.
And if you look back at history, the National Socialist German Workers' Party? Anybody know what morphed out of that?
Yeah, the Nazis.
Ding, ding, ding. So, hey, listen, Snowflake Liptarts, you own the Nazi moniker. That's yours. You own that. That's what comes out of what you're pushing. So, absolutely outrageous. I mean, you can't even trust what they're doing. Remember, I was telling you before the break, John Kelly. Remember the story about John Kelly?
Yes.
Oh, he's going to leave. Oh, he's going to go. Oh, he said this and that. Really? That's anonymous. Then they had some source, where they had, I don't know, one of the magazines. We had three anonymous sources. Oh, well, why don't you say it's 10? Hey, why don't you say it's 50? Why don't you say an auditorium of anonymous people saw it? So I've talked junk about the president, which he didn't. And then today we have John Kelly agrees to remain as chief of staff until 2020 at Trump's request. So much for him leaving. Remember that story that he was going to leave?
Oh, yeah.
We have anonymous sources. Yeah. But listen, I know how you defeat that. If I'm sitting there doing the editorial for this, and I've had a lot of people do editorial over me, I would say, okay, Bob or Jim, let's call him Jim, like Jim Acosta, Jim, did you call over to the White House and ask Sarah Sanders about this? No. Okay, why don't you do that and get back with me? So he calls over there, and she says, no, that's not true. That's fake news. Then he comes to me and says, okay, I still want to run this story about how John Kelly is going to leave. I said, okay, what does the White House say? That's fake news. Okay, I'm killing that story. Who's your source? I can't tell you. The only source you could name says that's total BS. Did you try to get an interview with John Kelly? Yes, he sent me an email saying I'm not leaving. You going to include that in your story? Well, then it's not a story there, boss. They're not doing that anymore. That's what I'm trying to tell you. They come out with some anonymous sources, and they blat out whatever the nasty, terrible, god-awful thing they want to blat out. And then the White House has to come around and say, that's not true. John Kelly just signed on for till 2020. He just signed on for the next 2.5 years. I mean, right? John Kelly.
Well,
you think
no
he disapproved
about
of that?
There's no doubt about
that. What you're hearing in the press is, at ABC, NBC, CBS, I hate to tell you all this. I mean, you have Sulzberger. They don't want to change what they're doing. They didn't go to Trump and say, we're going to play it straight down the middle, Mr. President. You know, these Harvard polls that have 98%, they say it's 92%, but that's only if you include Fox. If you just do ABC, NBC, CBS, Washington Post, New York Times, if you only do that, you're 98% negative. That's propaganda, folks. That's not even – you can't even call that fair. That's just propaganda. So what I'm telling you is that, this is the press now is telling Trump to back off. Hey, you're hurting them. Yeah, Trump's calling the enemy of the people. They are. And he's hurting them. Excuse me, they're screwing themselves. He's just pointing it out. He's not going to back down. He keeps calling them fake news and CNN, in their case, very fake news. I can remember when I worked there, we paid, remember James Earl Jones? The most trusted name in news. We paid him, $1 million a year? The most trusted name in news. The most trusted name in news. Let me tell you, if I went to CNN, I'd be on a firing a campaign. I would fire, the first person would go would be Jim Acosta. I would replace him so fast you'd make your head spin. And then I would call up James Earl Jones and say, James, you come out and say the most trusted name in news again. Working to be the most trusted name in news again. Because they're not trustworthy. They don't even get a million people. You know how much CBS looks like a arcane, 50s generation broadcast unit compared to CNN. CNN is state of the art. CNN is so far above. I guess the only one close would barely be NBC. But oh man, CNN is state. They only get less than a million people in most primetime spots. They can't make money paying Anderson Cooper $10 million a year. I mean, you understand how many commercials they got to sell to pay for his salary? They got to be losing money. I wouldn't be surprised in the AT&T deal that they don't cut them off. They're not going to tell you that, but I wouldn't be surprised if they don't offer to cut them loose and somebody buy them up as their own entity. CNN.
Wow. But,
So yes, is Donald Trump going to? I don't know. I wouldn't. I think nobody. You heard Europe. You think Europe got into a big trade war, a big tit for tat, or did they come over and say, "No, don't do that. Don't. We're not going to do that." Right? What happened? Not going to do that. No, they don't. They don't know what the hell he's going to do, and I think they think he's going to follow through. I think Trump's going to say, "I'm not signing this. I'm sorry. I'm not signing this. This doesn't have a wall. I'm not signing this." He is going to put the maximum pressure on Congress because, you know, 75% of people agree with his immigration stance. I mean, look what's going on over in France. Have you seen the pictures in Paris? What is going on over there? What kind of a dung hole? What kind of a garbage scowl that Paris
Absolutely.
Has become?
Absolutely.
Have anybody seen any of that stuff? Thank you, George Soros.
Yes.
And anybody reporting that? No. Oh, that's not politically correct. And then you got this Tommy Robinson over in, you know, they're wanting to stop Bannon. We have to save our democracy. We're going to stop him from coming in. We're going to stop any kind of thought that we don't appreciate Bannon, Steve Bannon. Because they're afraid they're going to have a full-fledged revolution over there in the UK. They locked up Tommy Robinson, a guy that was pointing out the Islamic pedophilia. Over there. They locked him up for a year. They didn't even give him a trial. And so that's what's going on over in Europe. And then you have Italy telling the Prime Minister, Theresa May, who they've got we're tired of the massive amounts of George Soros open borders immigration coming and wrecking our country. And this is going to get reversed. I mean, people have had enough. I think they've had enough. I think the whole thing with Theresa May and the UK, they don't want people over there bringing in any crazy ideas, you know, like where they're not sovereign. I mean, you know, there's a reason why we don't have a king anymore. It's a bad deal. I mean, wait, let me get this straight. You're the king, so you get all the stuff? Wow, that's a great deal. That's a great deal. We're royal. Oh, so you get all the stuff. Yeah, right. I mean, you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, these guys are. I mean, what's happening is the control of the mainstream press isn't working like it used to, but it's controlled by the globalists, by the Luciferians, by the New World Order. And I don't bring up that lightly. You know, remember the Dutch? I had this on my weekly news wrap up. The Dutch banker that came out, a long interview, talked about 8,500 people are Luciferians and they believe in child sacrifice and they worship the devil. They worship the Lucifer. About 8,500 of the most influential people in the world. They believe in God. They don't worship God the Father, but they believe in him. They worship, you know, the liar, pretender God, the devil. I know I'm getting deep here upon you, but this came out with a Dutch banker. Can't remember his name. It was on my weekly news wrap up. So, I mean, what we're fighting is Ephesians 6:12. I mean, we're fighting the dark powers. We're fighting evil people.
No doubt.
Sorry, I'm just on a big long rant.
That's all right. You're right on the money.
I hope I answered your question. You got to worry about them taking down the government, but I think he's going to go after these guys. He's not. Let me make this one last point. I want to make this one last point. You heard about the whole James Gunn thing, you know? I mean, Hollywood came to his 260,000 signatures. Hollywood came to his rescue to tell Disney to hire him back after making jokes about pedophilia and having orgasms to pubescent girls. This is the director of Guardians of the Galaxy, you know, a big Marvel franchise, okay? And Hollywood is freaking out because there are tons of pedophiles in Hollywood. There are tons of, you know, of sexual offenders. You know, the whole Me Too thing. Me Too! Oh, that died down, didn't it? That all died down.
It did.
But let me tell you something that is happening, that has happened. This is why that the president will do something. You had Peter Fonda. Remember Mr. Easy Rider talking about we should rip Barron Trump, a 12-year-old boy? From the arms of his mother and put him in a cage with pedophiles? Hello? Yep. They threatened to rape his kid. He ain't gonna let that go.
No, he won't.
I mean, you can't even tweet something nasty about Trump, let alone threaten to rape his child. Now, do you think knowing Donald Trump, that he'll cut you to ribbons if you tweet something nasty about him. Do you think if they make a threat like that, and I think that was there were much deeper meaning to that, that you make a threat about raping his 12-year-old boy, do you think he's going to let that stand?
I can't imagine.
Do you think that's okay?
No.
I don't think so. And the other thing is that, listen, he knows full well there's no going back. We passed the Y in the road a long time ago. You know, if he doesn't take these weasels down, his family is going to be prosecuted, persecuted, imprisoned, murdered, raped. No. He's going to be like JFK. No, he's not. Let me tell you why. JFK didn't have the backing of the Pentagon. Oop, he does now. He does. Donald Trump has the backing of the Pentagon. So, buckle up your seatbelts, boys and girls, because this is not going to go easy. He's not going to let this stand. This isn't going to be business as usual. You buy gold and silver as a hedge against destabilizing government. And that's what Martin Armstrong says. You don't buy it for inflation. You don't buy it for deflation. You buy it for destabilizing government. And so, I mean, that's the reason why you have an insurance policy of precious metals. So, you got to have some. I don't know. You know, I mean, Egon von Greyers was on the show not long ago, and I was stunned when he said this. And he deals with people that have $1 billion. I mean, if you have $1 billion, you can't go put it in the, SunTrust Bank with a $250,000 FDIC insurance policy. That's why they're into treasuries. Okay? Full faith and credit deal. But he got my grass. Says, how much, what's the percentage that he's, I don't have a single client that vaults in his two different vaults on two continents, secret locations, armed guards, the whole deal. I don't have a client that doesn't have less than 20% of their assets. So you got people that are billionaires that have $200 million in precious metals? Yes, I do. Yes.
Wow.
Absolutely. All righty, Greg, we're out of time, and I want to thank you for joining us and sharing the information, keeping us up to date on what's really going on. No fake news here. And, Butch, I'll see you on Thursday.
All right.
Until
thank
then,
you,
ladies
thank
and gentlemen, I want you to be safe, and I'll return tomorrow with Dave Allen. Until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
I have a plan. If I got me a well